Hey, happy Friday, everybody. You hear the music. You know what that means. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We've got realty expert Adam Helgeson standing by. We'll talk with him in just a minute.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one. Or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, here he is, the one, the only, Adam Helgeson, realty expert. How are you?
Good. I hope I'm the only.
Sorry, I missed you on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand you were sick. That's fine.
You know, we could do a show on just what we talk about before we go on the air, it would be hilarious.
It would be. Probably not appropriate.
But well, maybe not, but it would be hilarious. Big plans for the weekend?
No, not really. I'm meeting with some clients tomorrow about listing a house, and then might go to the farm, help my dad. He's supposedly he's got to put a new element in his water heater in his motorhome.
Oh.
And you have to go under the sink, remove the P-trap, and then there's a little trap door to get to it, which sounds awesome.
Really, yeah. That sounds, so, anytime the word P-trap is involved, it sounds awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not actually a trap of pee. It's
no, I know.
Okay. Well, just listeners might not know. They might not be plumbing experts.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
You know, we were sitting here trying to figure out what to talk about, and why not talk about 2024, the outlook. What are we thinking? What are we hoping for?
Well, I'm hoping it's as all the buyers and sellers are excited as this little boy I followed in. I think Grandma was taking him to the play area.
Oh, boy.
And I followed him all the way down the hallway, and he was ecstatic, like pulling, like, oh, my God, pointing at him. Like, and I started thinking to myself, if adults could have that joy.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? Just yeah. that much excitement just to go to the playground. You know, and that's kind of what I'm thinking 2024 is going to be. We kind of had a crap part end of 23. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When all of a sudden rates went up thanks to Bidenomics.
Yeah, yeah.
And the market just stopped. Now we're getting a lot more buyers. You know, rates are slowly ticking down. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in the low sixes. I've had some fives. Buyers are getting excited to come back out there, but we still have the lack of inventory.
Okay.
I think too many people are doing remodels instead of buying or selling.
Oh, sure, sure,
you know,
sure.
To keep their house, you know, and just living with it. But I see it going in a positive direction if I had my crystal ball in front of me here. So I think rates are going to drop just a little bit.
Yep.
Hopefully, I think they'll be by the low fives by the end of the year.
Okay.
I think if we can get into that realm, I really think that people will start selling again. And that's really what we need, is we need more inventory on the market. We did have 11 new listings yesterday.
Okay.
That wasn't Grand Forks. I mean, that was Langdon, Cavalier, all over. But you know, that does help. When 11 in one day, you can tell the spring ramp up is definitely starting.
And, you know, it was almost the year without a winter. We're spring now, but then again, I could be talking too soon because we've also, you know, last year, I think I had snow out of my place in June.
Yeah.
You know, the snow mountain in Fargo was there until almost August.
Exactly.
So we're really lucky. And now, when we talk about these kind of things, Adam, I can't believe I'm saying this in the middle of March, but I can't wait for November. I mean, a lot of things are going to hinge on November.
I think they will. You know, and even being an election year, I think they're going to drop just because the current administration doesn't want negative publicity.
Oh, exactly. They're going to do everything they can.
So, yes. So I think they're going to try and drop it a little bit to boost the economy. Out of a State of the Union address, he was saying he wants to give, what was it, $10,000 to every first-time home buyer, plus if you sell your first home to upgrade to another one, you'll get $10,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's pulling this money from.
Well,
he wants to do everything he can to improve the current housing market, just – in my opinion, for for the political purpose of getting reelected.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what the economy needs. The economy needs it to, you know, drop and kind of hover. I think if it could stay in the high fours, low fives, I think that would be perfect.
It would. I mean, it's been way higher. It's been lower.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not bad.
It's not bad. That's a good rate, especially when you're thinking for a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would really help. And I know I'm saying I think a lot, but I try not to. It's just kind of predicting the future.
Sure. And
from what I've heard, from what, you know, the rumor mill has been going around. But Grand Forks always seems to, you know, even in the 08 bubble when everything went to crap, Grand Forks was kind of secluded in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with, you know, the everything going on in the real estate realm across the country right now. We're kind of secluded up here. We have a solid economy. Our buyers and sellers are smart. They're not overpaying for houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just good.
You know, you mentioned that maybe more people are remodeling instead of, you know, upgrading or selling and going to something bigger, maybe putting an addition on or something. Do you think because of the years that we have been doing these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts, we talk a lot about how your home becomes a part of you? I mean, you know, you live in a house for a long time. It's hard to leave that house. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
It does. Some people have sentimental attachment to their house. Mm-hmm. You know, being in the military, I never really have.
Right.
You know, I was there for 2 years. I'm like, yeah, it's just a place to live.
Yep.
But now that I built my house, I've been there for almost 10 years, I can start to feel that. Like,
sure.
I don't really want to move. I'd rather just fix up what needs to get fixed up and, you know, stay here.
Mm-hmm.
You build relationships with your neighbors. Your kids in the area are playing, and, you know, it's just, it's home. So I think there's some of that where they just want to stay, and if they can, instead of going to take out a bigger mortgage, because what they're looking at is the house they want, the payment doesn't match the price.
Right, right.
You know, they're like, we could go up to, you know, maybe $2,800 a month, which is a lot for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, the house I want is like 35.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, what could I do for that extra, you know, let's say you raise your payment 800 a month.
Uh-huh.
Well, for 800 a month, you can take out a hell of a construction loan.
Sure you can, yeah.
And remodel your current house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember for a long time, my wife wanted to add on to our house. And I was all for it, kind of.
Yeah.
But I also knew it wouldn't be that long until we would be empty nesters. And now we have too much house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's going to be really hard when it comes time, because we will downsize. But it's going to be very hard because I absolutely love where I live. I love our place. Only thing I hate is Minnesota politics and things like that. But, yeah, it'd be hard. Can you see, are there going to be more houses built in Grand Forks this year? Is the building still going on?
It is. You know, Thompson Homes is still expanding south. There's that new Crary development coming out just on the other side of 62nd. They got a couple houses out there. It's still expanding out in the Prairie Wood Edition. So everything's heading south. So there's still a lot of construction going on. So I don't know if there's enough to meet demand if, you know, over the next couple of years, if we're bringing 600 new jobs into Grand Forks with that Grand Sky
and
everything else going on. They're saying there's record enrollment for UND for next year.
Yeah.
So a lot of these houses are being bought by parents for their college students to live in. I actually have one of those coming up next week. Kids are graduating in May, so it's time to sell the house. And they're, you know, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
They're, you know, instead of paying for dorm rent and, you know, apartment rent when you have multiple kids going through UND. He bought this house like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
All of his kids lived in it and took care of it, and they fixed it up. And
you could always rent out a few rooms if you have to. They're friends. And I knew some back when I was doing construction work and stuff, we worked on a few of those houses by campus where they were bought by actually hockey player's dad.
Yeah.
And keep, and there was, you know, a lot of the players, the younger players were staying at that place. But I will say this about that house. It had the most incredible beer pong setup I've ever seen.
I bet. Yeah.
It was great. It was like, they even had bleachers in the basement.
Oh, wow. No. I had a dad, it was a $400,000 house. He paid cash for it.
Wow.
For his kids to live in while going to college. But it was his son and two of his buddies that were all coming to UND and planning on going to med school.
Okay.
So he's like, these are good kids. They're going to be there for the long haul, you know. So especially when you're doing that plus med school.
Yep. Yep.
He's like, I think it'll be a good investment. I'm like, okay. So.
How'd that go?
I'm living in it.
Oh, they're still there. Oh,
they're still there, yeah.
The beer pong didn't get the best of them.
No, as far as I know. They haven't called me to sell it yet, so that's
good. That's good.
Yeah.
Is this kind of early spring or lack of winter? Does that kind of kickstart people a little bit, or does that put people in a slower mode?
I think it has. Even last year, I was selling houses in January when it was crap.
Yeah.
But I think this year it's definitely got people the itch more to get outside, do stuff, looking at houses. Open houses have been nuts, people looking. So I know Caitlin just had a nice listing on 41st Avenue South and for $500,000, and she did an open house the first weekend, and it was absolutely insane, and they sold it within the first weekend.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's I think this warmer spring and stuff is getting people the itch to get out and look a little more. So,
you know, you had mentioned your father at the beginning of the show. I know you come from a farm family. Have they said anything about the situation in the fields yet? Is it going to be an early time for the farmers, or still too early to tell?
I think it'll be early. You know, they're drying off pretty quick. And once that black soil gets exposed and the sun comes out, that dissipates pretty quick, especially with all these new drain tile systems and stuff.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Pull the moisture off. So,
yeah.
It's good. So I think 2024 is going to be a good year. Like I keep saying, if you're planning on trying to play out the market and wait till rates drop or whatever, I would rather buy now with a higher rate and get the house for cheaper.
Okay.
Right? Because if rates drop, it's going to be like chum in the water. And the buyer's going to come out of the woodwork, and now you're going to be paying 5% instead of 7%, but now there's going to be multiple offers and it's going to go over asking. So right now is a prime time to buy.
Okay. When is it ever too early to reach out to a realty expert about buying or selling?
No.
I mean, maybe it's going to be a year down the line. Is it ever too early?
No, not at all. I like to sit down with people. Like I had a client come in the other day, a young couple. They'd been working almost a year looking for a house. And they're like, we've talked to a couple different agents, you know what I mean? None of them have been helpful. Like, you know, we send them more houses we want to see, and then we don't even get to see them because they're already sold.
Oh, sure, sure.
And they're like, we just don't understand how all this works. So I took them in. We sat down for like an hour and a half, and I went through all the paperwork, kind of showing them how it works, all the lingo, you know, what to expect, the timeline. And when we left, we were all on the same page. And then I got them set up for automatic email alerts so they can get up to 5, 6, 7 a day, because it's whenever a house hits the market that meets their minimum requirements, bam, they get an email automatically with that new listing.
So I'm guessing this couple probably had a very sour taste in their mouth about realtors until they sat down with a realty expert and went, wow, that's a whole different world.
Kind of. I actually did that same thing with another client. They're probably on their fourth house. And I said, hey, with all my clients, before we sit down and look, I want to go through everything with you. And I did kind of the same spiel with them. And they were, you know, I got them locked into an $800,000 house. But they said, no one has ever explained this to us. We are always curious how it works. And they said, this is kind of the most professional setting we've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Because most people are like, oh, yep, here's the paperwork, just sign it. And they, you know, there's a lot of lingo. And,
oh, heck yeah.
You know, it's a 9-page document with all sorts of stuff in it that most people don't understand. So unless you sit down and go through it with your clients, they're in the dark.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that your job, being a realty expert?
You'd think.
Yeah, you would think. Oh, does somebody get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson?
Give me a shout. My cell number is 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com. all sorts of cool information on there, or call any of us real estate experts at 701-746-0303. And if you're curious why some agents don't do that, listen to my podcast, What's Wrong with the Real Estate Industry. I did drop like last month.
All right. Our fourth anniversary, celebrating it today. You going to stick around?
Probably.
All right. There you go. Adam Helgeson, he's your realty expert. That's your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Your Friday edition in the book. We'll have another one for you on Wednesday next week. Until then, have yourself a great weekend, everybody.